I said, I'm not going to make it on time, Daddy. Okay, I'm not taking you. You're not going with Daddy. Ross said, played a little game. Oh, by the way, today's September 11th, Nijmegen. And I told Ross that we were playing a little game called real estate where we were selling each other's houses. And he said, yeah, I want to play pretend state. No, it was not real estate, pretend state. Ross said, I burned my fingers on it. It was too hot. We were talking about spaghetti being hot. I said, it was hot. And he said, I burned my fingers on it. It was too hot. And Marky said, hot. And then Ross said, I told you it was too hot, Marky.
Hot.
Hot, right?
Hot.
And what happened? Did Marky grab it and eat it?
No.
Nope.
But now he's eating it.
How about butter, Mom? Has it got it on?
Mm-hmm. Marky, you want
butter?
Well, let's see. Ross said, I like meatballs. I do. I said, do you like meatballs? Not as much. And before I could answer, now Ross, do you think Daddy likes meatballs?
Yes.
Do you like cheese?
Yes.
Would you like me to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Please say, please.
Please.
Okay, well, wait, let me put it down. Okay, there you are. You don't know what Marky's saying, but he's saying tending, is that what you said?
Yes.
What's that? I don't understand.
I put a little shot of cheese on my spaghetti.
Mm, go ahead and eat it.
Okay. Marky, would you like some? What would you do?
Would you like some, Mark? I'll have some of that.
Boy, did I make a big hit with
tea. Yeah.
Never
did.
You know, maybe I think it's kind of funny. Or Shetra.
Ross said to Mark, eat, Marky. He said, I'm eating, Marky. You eat. Right?
Yes.
In other words, that's a proof. That's an argument. If I'm doing it, you should do it too. I asked Ross how much later he's going to stay up, and he said, I want to stay up far. I want to stay up a lot of days right now here. And what is that, Ross? Well, then he said, and
right,
what about the dog?
Now,
what about the dog?
He could go in there.
He could?
Yes.
Why would he go in there?
Because it's same like Marcus.
I understand. Now,
but they would have put all my new toys and all of my old toys into my bag.
Could you help, Mark? Mom.
Okay, Daddy?
Oh, I'm recording.
Okay, Daddy.
Yep.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay, now, Ross.
Funny, Daddy, when you say Daddy.
It is funny?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, another game we have is Hello, Soccer Ball Boom. Bye-bye, Soccer Ball Boom. And this, Ross and Mark go back and forth with this.
Yeah.
And I play it too.
Yeah.
Okay, and also we saw a BMW motorcycle, and I told Ross, okay, I said, is that a Jawa motorcycle? I said, no, it's a BMW. He said, but I want that BMW. I want that W, he said. And then he said, okay, and I said, and he said, okay, will you get us one of those? The W behind us.
Yes, when
this
we
is
get bigger.
Specifying a little
when
bit
we
better.
Get bigger.
Yeah.
And
then a little bit after that, yeah, we saw some kids walking along hand in hand, and Ross said, but why did their parents let them go out all by themselves? He says that about all sorts of big kids that he sees. You doing better, Mark? Mark, you might be ready for bedtime.
No.
No. Okay, then. They asked me, why does that boy have a motorcycle? And said, because his daddy doesn't have enough money to buy him. Anything else? He says, why not a car? And I said, why does he have a motorcycle? And I said, I don't know. No, sorry. Ross said, why does he have a motorcycle? And I said, I don't know. And he said, why not a car? And I said, because his daddy doesn't have enough money to buy him anything else. And they said, let's be dragons. You be a dragon, and I'll be Jackie Paper. Okay? And then he said, Magic Dragon, he addressed me, Magic Dragon, and went on with that. Okay. And another thing was, He does a lot of, if I argue with him, he says, but I saw such and such. I see, there's just a lot of buts nowadays, by the way. Everything begins with but.
Little Sprite. Sprite.
Hi,
Rossi.
My dad bought all of these.
That is a damn good
one.
Yes, Ross, if he wanted to. Some more chocolate pudding, and he said, no, I better not. My tummy's, what is this? I better not. My tummy's too full. Or something. What do you say? Something like that. My tummy's too full. Oh, by the way, when the train was going slow, Ross said, why is the train going slow? And this is a very common thing, of course, asking why something that's ongoing action is occurring. This has been common for, 8 months, maybe? Marty was pointing to the Hulk, and he said, I said, bad puppy, and Marty then pointed to Ross' comic book and said, bad Hulk, which is interesting about Mark. And then Ross said, no, he's a good Hulk. This is, of course, a very common form also, which is saying no such and such that you say is wrong, and I say the right thing. I mean, I guess I'm not going to record these things. They're so obvious. Just look at other people's stuff. Yeah, you do. A what?
Oh.
He said, well, you're going to put spaghetti on my roll. You want what?
I want a cool off spaghetti.
You want a cool off spaghetti, okay.
No, the spaghetti on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And then spaghetti on it.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. Can I get up for me?
Ross said that I came in here because there'd be, and I said, was there a bee really? And he said, no, he's still here. And a little earlier he said, this is made to work this way. He was saying something about one of his tools he was working with. Ross said his first positive today. This is September 22nd. Pick up this ball, me. Ross said he moved the chair all by himself. He said, you must be a very strong boy. And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at these muscles. They said, these are the powers that are in my muscles.
They're going in my muscles.
They're going in my muscles.
Oh, boy. Oh, everyone gets the mat.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're almost like your muscles.
Almost as big.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Yeah, but Louise is bigger than you are.
Yeah, I'm bigger, but about the same kind of muscles. Yeah.
And smaller.
Yeah, you're up to here, though.
But you're very strong.
And last time I saw you, you were about to there, so you're really growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, you're getting big.
When will you be four, little boy?
Christmas time.
You will, boy.
Christmas time.
At Christmas time, you'll be 4 years old.
Now, everybody, Ross is going to tell us what happens when he's four. What's going to happen?
I'm going to get a blouse because I'm saying that horse.
Tell us the whole story. Tell him about the horse.
I'll get that big so I can shower and a shaggy tom-tom.
Shaggy tom-tom. And what else, honey? What about the horse? What horse is this? Do you know what horse it means?
Shaggy tom-tom.
No, the horse. The horse you're going to get.
Where is the horse?
Tonto.
And the horse is Tonto?
Lone Ranger is a man.
The Lone Ranger.
Ranger is a man with a cowboy hat. And Tonto is a man. Tonto.
Is he an Indian?
No, yes. He's a friend of Indian. He went on the horse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're going to get the horse.
Yes, I'm going to get the horse. That collection.
Oh, the collection.
Yes, they're good. And there's bad people. And I'm going to get the horse collection.
There's bad people in the Tonto collection. What about the horse that's in the living room?
Nothing.
Do you remember what it looks like?
Wood.
Wood? No. Think again. What does it do? What do those horses do?
Oh, I forgot.
They're a fire engine, honey. Those are horses that pull a fire engine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and tell us about it.
Golden.
Golden, yeah, and what else? Have you seen this fire engine?
And I'm going to buy my second birthday. I'm 4 years old.
Right, your second birthday this year. The first one was a summer birthday.
Summer birthday?
No.
Holland.
Yeah.
In Holland.
You had one in Holland, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how we celebrate the Christmas birthday.
Well, honey, what would you like? What else would you like for Christmas? I think that's about it, actually.
I want...
Oh, I know what you want.
Yeah.
Tapes.
New tapes and new parts of them.
Yeah, it's new tapes.
Because I'm losing
and books.
And another Spider-Man.
What happened to Spider-Man?
No, I have one. And another host book. And I'm thinking of them. Give me it. Okay, Daddy?
Is that your doorbell?
Ross saw me putting on my shoes and said, you have only one of these shoes. You left one in, you lost one. And then these are your new frog shoes. So he knows all about my shoes. Which ones I had lost one in the mail from Hungary and which one I bought in Prague and everything. Ross was, today is September 24th, and Ross was, well, you go up to the brass bed and said, is this part strong enough to climb on? This is the first enough to that I've heard. And also, that similarly, he said, just moments before, he said, I was going pee, and he said, you must have eaten a lot and drank a lot. In other words, this is an inference with marked with the verb must. It's the first time I've noticed that. Ross said he needed his little shoes, the ones he used to do in Denver. I said, I don't know which ones they are. And I said, I'll show you, they're little shoes, like my running shoes. How's it go, Ross? Which ones are they?
Come up, here's a long
shoe. Okay, also, a little earlier he said he wanted his pants. I want the pants that go with this jacket, right next to Marky's pants. So, relative clause plus a... pants that go with these jackets, the ones right next to Marty's pants. So relative clause plus a positive. Ross asked what was wrong with Marty. I said that he wanted to wake up, and he said, instead of letting Marty out, let's give him love. Right? Ross said, I need a drink of orange juice, and I'm going to go pee in my bed, so I need a diaper. This was before I was putting him to bed. He said, this is his... I walked in the room, and these are the things he told me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not their mother. I can enjoy it.
26th.
You can enjoy it.
Just let me make this recording. It's 26th of September, and I said, Ross, you want to come up and give me a kiss? He said, he didn't say no. He said, I'll go down and get Marky. He'll give you a kiss. This is the first case of, I can remember, of refusing a request by substituting an alternative. Ross said, on pretend and on real, people are going to laugh at you if you're sexy. It was either, whether we pretend or whether it's real.
That's how you do it, Dad.
The ducky?
Yes, you stick it like snapper.
Yeah?
A snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Snapper that plays all the parts.
Okay.
Then we're gonna notice that in front when I start my motor out and then but when I start my motor, the wind. You know where I push my motor?
No.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Look. Right here.
Right
here. I'm going to push it.
Mm-hmm.
Or right on the end foot here.
Right
here. And I'm going to push it.
Doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you might as well push it again, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that was a duck.
Huh?
I thought that was a duck.
Well, I'm just pretending
that's a milk cycle. Well, why don't you pretend it's a duck?
No.
Why not?
A milk cycle, I like milk cycles.
Yeah.
don't you like ducks?
Ducks.
What's wrong with ducks?
They're sad and crying.
Oh, they don't cry.
Yeah! You know how they do it?
I guess? Not my ducks. When I was a little boy, I had ducks that never cried. They were very good little ducks.
No. Some other ducks.
Why do your ducks cry?
No, not my ducks. I mean, the most famous is so good, good.
Yeah?
The
ducks are I see. You have this movie?
I'm running out of gas.
Uh-oh, that's bad. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Uh-oh, I better carry it. I ran out of gas, so I better carry it back to the gas station.
Yeah, okay. Who am I? In the gas station man?
Yeah.
Want me to fix your motorcycle?
Yeah.
What did you do to that poor motorcycle?
It went out of gas because it wasn't new when I pushed the motor.
Well, maybe you weren't driving right.
No.
Yeah?
The policeman didn't let it go.
He didn't let it go, I see.
No.
And so what does that mean?
It means that you have to put gas more above gas in my motorcycle.
Right now?
Yeah.
Can't I wait?
Oh, then I love them. So you all want to try, okay?
Okay.
The
only
thing I
need. You do? Okay.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You got all the gas you need now?
Yeah. Now this time when you become daddy, now
yeah.
When I get
hurt. Yeah.
Okay?
I'm the daddy?
Gas station dad.
I was.
Yes, but now you have to be the daddy.
Okay. I'll
be the daddy. Okay. Got all the gas.
Oh, good. Are you all set up?
Yes. Yeah. I have a lot of gas.
Okay. So I don't need to fix it then, do I?
Yeah.
Good.
You don't have a gas station.
No. So I'm not going to fix it.
No, I'm going to fix the paper up for you.
Okay. Thank you. You want to put it in the waste paper basket?
Huh?
You want to put that in the waste paper basket?
And what? Where's the waste paper basket?
Go out to it. You just put it in a pile, okay? And I'll pick it up and put it downstairs. You just put it in a big pile.
This washer?
Uh-huh.
This washer, okay.
Yeah.
This washer. Right here?
No, right in the other room. In the other room, right where they put it in a big pile.
Over here?
Yeah. That's fine.
Over here,
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
That'll
be fine.
Yeah, in here in the kitchen?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Okay? All in one file.
Said, don't be in one of those moods, right?
Yeah.
Don't be in that mood. I mean, also, I was talking. Said Mark. That was, he meant you mean that remark to be addressed to Mark, don't you? So he redirected by saying Mark. He could have said, like, you mean Mark is going to get dressed, don't you? He said Mark. This is the first time I've ever seen that. Sort of interesting. Use of evocative to make sure who is actually being addressed. Adults
to assert.
Do. to assert that it's Mark that's being taught.
That is in fact.
Right.
Or to correct, right. Almost, isn't it?
It was almost to correct the ambiguity. Yeah. Made clear the ambiguity.
Daddy.
Yeah. Actually, he does. I think Ross does that.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk.
If you finish your waffle, you'll get your chocolate milk.
Oh, well, you'll get some.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I believe
you. With the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Try the. I told Ross that Nottingham was part of Sherwood Forest, and he said, and they not Mickey Mouse too. They're trying to make some sense out of Nottingham. Okay, now what is going to happen to it?
It's going to pull off.
Mm-hmm. I just finished telling Ross about how if you break things up, they'll cool off faster. Now, why is it cool off faster, Ross? What's the reason?
More places
where the air can get.
Yeah.
Marty, you know. Right, that's why we reported that, right? Ross, a little earlier, actually, Marty said, I'm going to fall right down on downstairs. This was at school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Coming back from his preschool.
Mm-hmm.